the colored people and white people get along now pretty well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They would if the government would leave them alone. Now, the white people and colored people have been getting along for years over here till they got that NAACP and the federal government and the communists is pushing the colored and getting them to stir up now. That's what's the matter. My daddy used to predict about stuff like this. He could tell you. He read his Bible, and he could tell you all the things that are going to happen later on. And lots of people wouldn't believe it. But he could read in there before we ever knew what tar and all was about the rationing of the tar. I don't know where you ever read that in the Bible, no, but it's in there. The rationing of the tars and all things like that. And read about the cars, the horses, carriages running up and down the road, jostling against one another. That's in the Bible, too. And my daddy, he read it all, and he read about these powers that was coming in. Now, he said that the communists were going to try to stir up a war, were going to stir up a war between the black and the white. And then they was going to take over. Got that story, and that looked like what's happening.
Get the plate on out of that head that we can release it. No charges to be carried forward.
They still pushing them. If they can't stir up one way, they'll send somebody else in here stirring up something else. They keep the young generation stirred up for the colored, and the white they usually just back up and let them go. They don't used to. Colored fella come out there and start trying to run over somebody or something, talking nasty and ugly to the girls or women. They'd string him up.
Yes.
And they'd do a white boy the same way, too. It didn't make no difference what color he was. If he come out there and got messing around too much, he'd get killed. But it's different now than what it used to be.
Do you ever hear of a child, you know, born to racially mixed parents, one black and one white?
Gene, did you leave your lights on?
Yeah.
What would you call a child like that?
They call them mulatters. Yeah, these, you see lots of that in California and Arizona. I don't think I ever saw a white boy out there had married a nigger girl.
Now,
you know, the nigger, the colored people don't like to be called niggers, but that's just a natural expression for me, because that's what I've been told it was. And I guess, as far as really what they are, I guess it is a negro. It's just a race, and people don't mean no slur by calling, saying a nigger or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know what my parking lights, and they've been turned off about 2 minutes now.
But I never did know of